from StoryFlow. This is your daily audio brief. Mason here, August 12th. The market read in 5. Let's start with the headline number. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Markets. FT 100 live. UK stocks set to fall again. Pound holds steady. Next. Second, from the Daily Upside. Big IPOs get headlines. The real story takes longer to tell. One down, two to go. SpaceX is now public, with a series of lockups scheduled to expire through mid-2027 offering the chance for significantly more float to hit the market, and OpenAI and Anthropic aren't far behind. The trio of cannonball IPOs has the potential to cause not just big initial waves but also ongoing ripples for long-term investors, according to Marta Norton, chief investment strategist at Empower Investments. Up next, third, from the Daily Upside, the Swiss company's stock dropped roughly 20% after it reported second quarter net sales of 850.3 million Swiss francs, $1.05 billion, significantly below the 881.4 million analysts had been expecting, and low. Reddit's outlook for the rest of the year. Premium sneaker brand On's stock tumbles amid push to keep full price power. There's no cushioning the blow here. Not even the most lightweight, stylish sneakers could stop On holding from taking a tumble Tuesday. The athletic shoe firm backed by tennis star Roger Federer now expects sales growth this year in the low 20% range instead of the minimum of 23% it forecasted previously. And then, fourth, from the Daily Upside, private market ETFs may have an institutional problem. Private market investments are more available than ever. So why aren't retail investors buying? Exchange-traded funds designed to give everyday investors access to private markets and some of the hottest IPOs on the market are attracting tons of institutional interest. Assets in State Street's private credit fund PRIV grew by $740 million in the first quarter, with most of that coming from a single Texas endowment fund, which put hundreds of millions into the product in a single day in February. Some funds may even be capping institutional assets. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Markets. JP Morgan boosts Singapore stocks target as economic growth holds. Up next, six, from Zero Diversity. The simple math behind a better portfolio. Before we get to today's newsletter, here's a quick update. Have questions about trading, market trends, or Zerota's journey? Here's your chance to ask. Join Nithin Kanath and Karthik Rangappa for a Zerota Varsity live session. Ask me anything. Alarm clock time, 6:00 p.m. 8:00 p.m. Register here. Ask me anything. Building a portfolio can be the challenge. We not only need to decide which stocks to buy, but also how much money to put into each one and whether we are diversified enough. And then, seventh, from TTG Trading, TTG Edo D Market Review, Positions, Themes and Global Trend Portfolio. Hey, I wanted to touch base with you about the market today. $83 is where crude is sitting right now, up 1% from yesterday. The QQQs were the weakest link today, but energy, builders, and clean energy were actually leading the pack. China, software, and retail were lagging behind. I also wanted to give you a quick rundown on the indices. The SPY, QQQ, and IWM were all pretty choppy, but the tape's still moving. The dollar's down 0.1% and the VIX is down too, which is a good sign for the markets. I've been looking at this proprietary stock screen that uses volume at price, and it's been pretty helpful in identifying some potential themes and trade ideas. It's not something I'd normally share, but I think it's worth checking out. I'll send you the link. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next, 8th, from Les Houston One, futurist ETF Futter Lumentum Dollar Light Q4 earnings report. Topline financial metrics. Lumentum reported its fiscal Q4 2026 results on August 11, 2026, delivering a massive beat on both the top and bottom lines, driven largely by skyrocketing demand for optical networking components. Q4 revenue, $1.01 billion. Up over 100% year-over-year, comfortably beating Wall Street consensus estimates of roughly $988 million. Adjusted earnings per share non-GAAP, $3.23 per share, safely clearing the $2.97 to $2.99 analyst consensus. GAAP net loss. The company reported a GAAP net loss of $7.2 billion or $84.65 per share for the quarter. Up next, 9th, from Les Houston One, futurist ETF Futter Week 19, Master Ledger. Welcome back to the broadcast. You are watching the definitive tracker for the Vision 2030 roadmap. We are live, and the tape is officially locked on Tuesday, August 11, 2026. Week 19 marks another green expansion for the fund. Despite High Beta Tech digesting prior gains, our broad multi-pillar asset allocation delivered direct net alpha, grinding out another plus $300.05 gain for the week. While semiconductors and sovereign cloud took a brief breather, space and defense stepped directly into the spotlight. And then, 10th, from capital flows. Inflation risk in the global economy. Main takeaways from the macro playbook section. Debt levels increasing is not bearish. A crisis only occurs when there is an asset liability mismatch, which is why Nvidia structuring its balance sheet with more debt against appreciating GPU collateral is the company betting on itself, not a warning sign. Inflation is modeled by taking every source of nominal demand against every source of real output. The velocity of M2 is a worthless input, and anyone actually mapping inflation is using real-time credit card data, savings balances, and pricing power across every major retailer. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.